Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omud Aleph. We're beginning on the bottom of Kuf Yud Ches Omud Beis in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and B'ezras Hashem, we're going to finish off this beautiful Siman Tov Reish Mem Ches, which deals with the Halachos of Esrog. And today we're going to spend a lot of time on one long Mishnah Berurah, which is most of today's share, that deals with the concept of a murk, of a grafted Esrog. So we begin again, bottom Kuf Yud Ches Omud Beis, Sif Chafal. The Mechaber writes, Hayarok, a green esrog, Shedoma le'isvei asad, that looks like the green grass of the fields, posel. That's not considered a kosher esrog. Unless, Elam kein chozil le'mari esrog, kosher. Kishimasim, so unless, as you let it stay, and even if you put it into a kli, as we'll see, it turns to a more normal yellow color. So then it's just not yet fully ripened, but it's a kosher esrog. Mishmur explains in Sif Katan Samach Dalid, because it's recognizable if it's that green that it hasn't yet finished maturing. Implying that if it hadn't been so green, it would be kosher, because it looks like it's a fully grown fruit. And the slight green coloration is not a problem. It's been matured. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Samachay, which we're going to spend almost the entire shir on. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Mechaber says, if you know the nature of the esrogim, in that place which you are in, that they normally will have the darker green color and then turn a lighter yellowish green color, as long as they're in a utensil for some period of time, so then it will turn into the right color. Then, then even when it's still greenish, a darker green, it's good, because the kivin shechozel amareyu, al-korchach nigmar period, because it will eventually turn to the right color. Obviously, it clearly has finished its maturation, and it's a kosher esrog. The issue foot number 110 brings down, umashma shafilu rak biglal sheyaso b'chli ishtan tzivo. And even if it's only because it stayed in this kli that it turned this color, nevertheless, it's still good. Mikomakum kosher. And Rav Yashiv Zatzal writes, she'esrog she'tzvo yorok karsi, if it's green like a leek, mi mosug hayadua she'ni yochol lagia mi'asmo lamare esrog, it's never going to turn to full yellow color unless you put it amongst the apples, and then it will return to a yellowish more color, that is still good. Hareo kosh, even though you're externally causing it to turn colors. Now, Mishmur continues and he says, one shouldn't rely upon this changing from the darker green to the lighter green or yellowish color. You shouldn't go and take it unless it's already started to turn towards the lighter green, towards the more yellowish color of the esrog, because the shema yenisharok, because otherwise you don't know for certain that it will not stay green. The issue footnote number 111 says, the reasoning is, she'aim b'zeh psul sh'menumor b'maris k'shem. Why isn't that considered the spotted esrog? She brings down, as long as it's begun turning yellow, so the yellow is going to overpower, so to say, the little bits of green that are still there. And Rav Yashiv Zatzal writes, hakol nechshav l'mara esrog. The whole thing is like one colored esrog, ein psul menumor b'mara esrog. It's not considered spotted. The issue foot number 112 brings down from a Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shalechachili Yesh Lahadishi Esrog Tsohov Velo Yerok. You should try to get a yellow Esrog and not a green one. Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, Yesh Lahad, if it's preferable, Levarachal Esrog Tsov on a yellow one, even though it's not as Mahudur, rather than taking any chances with the Kashrus with a greener one. But a very light green one is Kashrut Lechachila. Now we start the discussion about an esrog hamurkov. The Mishmur says, a grafted esrog, hiskimu ha-poskim, and he brings down a list of all these poskim in the Shaar HaTzion, Osai and Aleph, shehu posel. A grafted esrog is no good. The lo mikri esrog klal, it's not considered an esrog at all. And in the issue footnote 113, he brings down five reasons why murkov is not good. The first reason is from the Chazon Ish, who says, pre-aids hodor hakosud b'toru hu esrog dafka. It has to be a definite esrog and not a grafted one. And then he brings down four additional reasons. Aleph, number one, is from the Levush. Shenev de Boavera, Shalisha Kilayim, because it was grafted, which is an Isra Kilayim. Therefore, you shouldn't use it. Second one is from the Taz. He says, it's a chaser, ki chelek halemon, part of the esrog is a lemon. And it's as if it's, therefore, that part is missing. And he adds, Sha'at b'shayim echag, even the rest of the day is not the first day, when chaser is technically good, you shouldn't use such a grafted esrog, because it's not really esrog. Because you have to be concerned that maybe the majority of it is 11. Third additional reason is from the Chelkas Yoav. Brings down the name of Shelishu is Heshev Moshe, and also from the Big Deyesha. Shekiv and Sheyesh Be'esro Gam Lemon. Since there's a lemon there, you're over Baltoset by taking an extra type of a fruit. You're supposed to take pre-echad, Omer Rachmona Veloshnayim. Finally, the last reason from the Kapos Tmarim, Shemurkov ein tam etzo per yeshavim, because it doesn't have the taste of the fruit, and the bark, the branches, are not the same taste. He then brings down the Mishnah Berurah Murkav, Hainu Mi'etzog V'lemon. What's the definition of granted? It's an etzog in a lemon. Oh, pomeranitz, which is a tapuz, which is a orange. Oh, shum priacharitz, or any etzog grafted with any other fruit. That's called grafted. Afilum hivrich onof mi'ilin etzog l'sok lemon. Even if you took a branch of the etzog and you grafted it into the lemon, kol shekein, and certainly the other way around, im hivrich onof mi'ilin lemon, toch ilan etzog, into a etzog tree, that's certainly Murkav. But if taking two different types of esrog trees and grafting them together, that's okay. You took an esrog tree that's not growing so well, and you put it into a nice shtarka esrog tree, that is certainly perfectly good. And this is worth the name of the El Yerab, the name of the Bach. Then he brings down, how do you tell if an esrog is murkov or not? And he brings down three criteria. First, we'll mention the Shaaretz Zion, Osai and Gimel, though. He brings down that this is in the Ramah, in the name of the Maram Padua. And he writes, the Kosov, Bikuri Yaakov, the Mashakos B'Shel Shuv, Padam Eros, the Murkov, ain't possible with the Raisa, who can neg call a post, Kimishishish, call me, call them. That there is an opinion that says it's not the Raisa, but almost all say it's the Raisa. What are the simonim of an Esrog to show you that it is not Murkov? Number one, Ki Hamurkov Holok, a grafted esrog will be smooth. And you can see diagrams of this in Tishu Foot number 116. Well, the esrog belitos, whereas an esrog normally has little bumps on it, ketanos, b'chol gufa b'gova lahem, throughout the entire esrog. Number two, hamurka of a grafted esrog, ha'okitz bole, the bottom part sticks out. Well, the esrog, as opposed to an esrog, ha'okitz shokeh, the bottom part is indented into the esrog. Again, you can see this in diagram 116 if you can't figure this out on your own. And number three, kitol chamurkov rochov, the inner part of the esrog is going to be the chadre zera, are very, very filled up. And again, you can see this in the diagram. And this peel part over here, which is v'amoel shlo rav, first of all, he tells us there's lots of juices, v'aklipa mumutzas, and the peel on the inside, that's the white part. You can see how big it is in the real esrog and how small it is in the grafted esrog. This is talking about the space, the hainu bein klipa al yona, from the outer thin peel, shidaka kiglid, which is like a thin skin, ubein hatoch, and the inside, the chadri hazera, shei chadri hazera, im klipasun, is daka. So in the grafted esrog, there's very little inner thick peel. Ube esrog, hulahefik, in a real esrog, ha klipa ava, the actual peel, which is the white part, is very, very thick, vatoch kotzer, and the chadri hazera is much narrower, hukimat yobish, and it's much drier, it doesn't have the juice. Those are the three characteristics. Ubolo Shabbos Kosavotzimim. The Olo Shabbos has a fourth characteristic, which we'll see not everybody agrees with. And he says, Sheba Esrog HaGarin Zokuf Li'orech Esrog. In a real Esrog, the seeds are aligned vertically. Ubamurkav, in a granted Esrog HaGarin Mushkav L'Rochav Esrog, it's horizontal. However, Bikur Yaakov Kosav Shebadak V'Esrogim Argilim Etzlenu, he checked real good kosher Esrogim. V'yesh Lehem Kosi Moni Esrog Kosher. They're the three other characteristics of a kosher Esrog. Shelafavim HaGarinim Shokvim Ba'orech L'Favim B'Rochav Ayinsham. And he says, it depends. In the real kosher esrog, sometimes they're horizontal, sometimes the seeds are vertical. And therefore, he says, "Valkein, aydei simon zeh yev shol havin kla." You can't rely upon this. And he brings that as well, because of b'shuvitz chasam sofer, chelik or chayim simon pein kubei gimel, esrogim sheish lehem simonim shemi b'chutz. If an esrog has the kosher simonim on the outside, in other words, it has the blitos on it, and the oketz is inside it, the hainu, ha'oketz shakua blitos harbe. You don't have to be concerned that maybe the inside will not have that simon as well. Otherwise, you'd have to cut open the esrog, and you'll never have a kosher esrog. It's clear from this. The imye shlo rak simon echod shemore shehu esrog. If you have one simon that shows it's a kosher esrog, and one simon that shows it's a murkov, can go in shuholik, for example, it's very smooth. However, but the oketz comes inside, so you have to, in this situation, say that it's no good because of a sofik. And therefore, the issue footnote number 118 tells us you have in front of you two esrogim. Echad muhuda, one is very muhuda, but it's a sofik that it's murkav. And the other one is not so muhuda, the adai ain't a makav. However, it's definitely not murkav. So what should you use? Which one should you make the bracha on? So we have a very interesting machlokas. Rechaim Salavechik, Rechaim Brisker, the Brisker Rav. Zatzal says, Yavarech al ha-safek murkav. Better to make the bracha on the one that's a safek murkav. The acha kachito eshavade in a murkav. And only afterwards take the one that you're definitely yotzi with. And his reasoning is as follows. He says, if you take the one that is definitely good, but it's not hadar, so then you're yotzi. And then taking the hadar one afterwards, let's say it was really good, doesn't accomplish anything. And therefore, take the one that is hadar, albeit maybe it's murkav first. And mimarav shach, if you're yotzi, you're yotzi with the hadar one. And if it wasn't, no big deal. It's not a hefsek in then taking the kosher one, albeit not as beautiful, and there's no hefsek in the bracha. However, not everybody agrees with that. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal says the opposite. He says, you don't want to have any hefsek at all between the taking of it and the bracha. And he says, therefore, take the one that's vaday kosher, make the bracha on that one, and since you're still involved in the mitzvah, if you take a more harder one that's kosher afterwards, it's not considered that you made the bracha on the less kosher one, on the less harder one, you made it on the more harder one. In any event, back to Mishnah Berurah, he says, this idea that you should be machmir, if it's a suffix, is also brought down in the Sefer, v'ken kosav b'mor uktsia, from Yaakov Emden. Omnam besimen reish zayin mafak pekach and sofer ma'od binyan simonim akwishal nisgushas. The Chassid Sofer didn't like these simonim at all. He said they're not written down in the Gemara and therefore we can't rely upon them. But daito lamaisa, in his opinion, haloch lamaisa is ein lisloch al simonim klal lahokel. You certainly can't be makel to say that this is good. V'dinan shall esrogim kidin of tar the nechal b'masoros. You only can use, just like with birds, if you have a masoros that the bird is good. The whole idea of turkey, for example, is a masoros that turkeys are good, according to some. So they can have turkey, but those that don't have a masoros don't eat turkey. So in any event, he says the same thing as with an esrog. You have to have a masoros that these are not mukovim. Dainu shall also amokum in that place. Yamuchsuch miyamin kamonim. You have to have knowledge that these, from many years earlier, shesrogim and mukovim, that they're not mukovim, and then you can use them. And he concludes, Messiah Mishan, Ha'olim, he's there, the bottom line, Kol esrogim she'enon mi Yeneva. This is from Genoa, which is a port city in northwest Italy. In any event, the esrogim over there are well known to be kosher esrogim. Who have been mokum acher, muhsu, bekashus, miyam, kamon, or any other place where they were known to be from earlier times to be kosher esrogim. And you shouldn't buy an esrog unless it has a star that says that this is a non-murkav esrog. That the person who's testifying about it says it's definitely not from a grafted esrog. And he says you shouldn't rely upon these simonim. These are the words of the Chassam Sofer. The same thing is said by the Sefer Shnos Chayim. However, the Mishnah says, Ach b'yontif sheni shum the Rabbanon. But on the second day of Yontif, which is only Din the Rabbanon, he says, then, Yeshus Lachal Simon, you could maybe rely on the Simonim, Apleman de Surule, the Gambi Yontif Sheni, Possible Murkov, Ayin Sham, even though the opinion is that a grafted Esrog is not good even on Yontif Sheni Shogalios, but there's a little bit more room to be makel. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Achaim BMS, the bottom line is really, all those Ksavash Hechshag, these documents stating that they're kosher, Yeshus Gam Kain Harbila Doctor, you gotta check into them real carefully as well. Number one, Aleph. Shitzorichlim so anoshim shakiru heitev chasima sameid. They have to know that the shtempel, that the document is from a reliable source. Oh, al koponim shasoch ratzvu, or at least that the person selling it, yakir ksava hechsher, he knows that this is a kosher ksava hechsher, huya mursoch lon b'chashus, and that this person can testify, he's reliable himself, and he says, yeah, this is a kosher document. Base. Number two, al esrogim sheinu muchsokim mikvar b'chashus. It has to be on esrogim that there is no question about their kashrus. L'hoid she'ena mukovim, that he can testify that they're not grafted. L'zeh ein lahamid lameid rakimu muchsok b'chashus. If the person says, oh, I definitely can tell you it's not murkov, so he has to be a very erlicha, trustworthy person himself. V'tzor she'e yari shamayim l'dakti, he has to be yari shamayim. And he also has to be somebody who's careful to check things out, because even though he's an erlicha person, he could have been fooled. Ubifrat bimlecha sanatia, especially in regards to how it was planted. Maybe he's been misled. And he says, Gam motzei od kama rimios binyan zeh. There are many other shtick that the sellers of esrogim sometimes do to fool people. For example, shumeniach sav hechshu al tevachas. He puts the document saying that these are absolutely kosher esrogs on one box. Vasoche kishemocher, also kestel. Kestel is a tevor and arga is a chest. And when he's selling actually the next lot of esrogim, he makes it sound like they're the ones that have the document, but it's not. He puts the document on something else, so therefore he's fooling you. And therefore, the Mishnah says, you have to buy your esrogim from an elicha, trustworthy, honest person. And if you know you're buying it from a place that is definitely not grafted as srogim, Yosef Tov Liknos Mehem, better to go and purchase from them. Although he does bring down the Shaaretz Zion, Osayin Vav, Tzrich Asochen HaGedolim Leita, he says these people, these merchandisers should know, Shemizdamin Lem Liknos HaSrogim Mishneh Mekomos, if they could buy it from one of two places, one Jews or one non-Jews, Shneem Ba'ayinyane Heksher Heim Shavit, and the Heksher is the same, preferable to buy from the Bnei Bris. Kumog Dechsev, Okono Miyad Amisech, you should preferably buy from Yad Amisech. Which means, he brings down from the Safra and from Rashi, Im Tirtza, if you can, Liknos, to buy it, min Yisrael chaverecha, from the Yisrael who is your amisecha, from your friend. Then the Mishmur says, Ayin the bir halacha, mashe kosav l'mshem bir kir Yaakov. You look in the bir halacha, dibra maschel, on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis Shedome, and you start here on the very top line of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph in the Bir Halacha, Esrogim HaMakav, it brings out from the Bikur Yaakov, Pashut, She Esrogim HaGdelem Etzleinu B'Medina Ashkenaz, Begano Shosarim, he says those Esrogim that grow today in the fancy nobility's gardens, Kul HaMakav, they're all grafted. Aval Osim Sheboi Mi'Italia, but those that come from Italy, they've Sofik HaMakav, it's not sure if they're grafted or not, it's preferable to use those. Ki Imefsho Lachriya, if you're able to go and distinguish between them, the nasal bus ruby, go after the majority, most esrogim aren't mukav. Although he brings down in the issue footnote 109 that nowadays the Shon Halacha says he's not sure if that's true anymore. In any event, Ladina, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Tzorach Iyun, Akoponim, Sofik Murkav, it's a question if it's Murkav or not. Imen lo acher, yitlo b'lo bracha. If you don't have any choice, you can take that one without a bracha. That's his opinion. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself says what he was just doing that was quoting the Bikur Yaakov. But in his own opinion, he says, some who kama poskim ala simonim. In that situation, you can rely upon the simonim, even though not perfect. And then he says, the tziruf ruba yeshlus mochazeh, because you can rely upon the simonim in the rule that in general, most of them are not mukavim. And he says, ein limchos b'misha somech hazeh umvarach. And therefore, you can make a bracha on it, even kainir ala niyaz dati. That's the Chofetz Chaim's final psak. Back to Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Ayin bir aloch, mashik osav them shem bikur Yaakov, ulafiyah mavur shom nira, the b'diavet shekvar kana, o she'en lo, mekom mosheidun l'much zokim." If you don't have a choice, nira the yuchal lismoch al shnei simonim shem b'chutz l'vorach kam kein. He says, like he said in the bir halacha, you can rely upon this b'diavet if both of the two simonim on the outside, the okitz is shoka, and the blitos are ktanos all over the esrog, ukamoshik osav l'mal, as we already said. We don't take grafted esrogs, even the rest of the sukkahs. Unless you have no other choice, then you can take it, but not make a bracha. Then he says, even don't take it without a bracha, because dilma osil misrach will taste botomi. Then you say, well, I used it last year, I can use it in the future years. What about hadasim? Lini hadasim. If you know that the hadasim are grafted, and litoloso also. They're also not going to lick the esrogim. But in general, you don't have to be concerned by hadasim. The stoma ain't mukavim. Most of them are not mukavim. It's just looking at prima gadim, simin tofresh, and teso shidalim. Those that grow in the nobility gardens, they also shouldn't be good. No, Chokolav Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees, and the part of Meiris as well. And I in the Bikur Yaakov Shekosav Shekem Pashad Aminig Lachshirim. That the hadasim you can use without any concern of murkav. Now we go to the final Sif Chof Beis. Machab writes, Shir Esro Katan, the definition of an Esro that's too small to be kosher is Pachos Mikabetza, Possel. If it's smaller than the size of an egg, it's Possel. And the issue footnote 126 brings down, you can combine, according to some, the length and the width, even if it's very elongated, and it's not very wide, as long as the total length and width together would be like the area of a Beitza, it would be good. Others disagree and say that it wouldn't be harder. And the Chofetz Chaim adds, when it's possible over here, it's all 7 days, because it's considered Shlo Nigmar Pirio. Dibra Maskul Possel, the Bir Halacha, Chofetz Chaim says, Lo Nikra Peri. It's not considered a fruit in that situation. It's a kosher esrog. The Mechaber continues, he says, Av ol im hu kebeitza. But if it is the size of a kebeitza, afilu hum boser. Even if it's immature, Shadayin Lo Nigmar Pirio, even though it hasn't yet fully grown to its full size, then it is kosher. Now, the little Aleph over here tells us that this Sif Katan Sav Machzayin is properly placed over here, even though in the older Shulchan Aruch it's in the wrong place. In any event, the Mechaber concludes, no matter how large it is, it's kosher, and in the issue footnote 127, he brings down that this is B'di'evet. The Chatril should be able to hold them both, the Esrog and the Lulav and the other species, the Adasim and the Aravas, all at the same time in your two hands. So it shouldn't be so big, but B'di'evet, you could take them one after the other, so it would be good B'di'evet. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Vav says Afilu Anum Sharim She'enam Bosa. Even if we say it's not immature, She'en Sofo L'Skalios, it's not going to grow more. Afilu Hachi Pachs Mishazel Lo Choshek Mar Peri. You can't use a smaller esrog if it's less than a beta. Al Yisro Shir Choshek Kaperi. If it has a size, it's good. Afilu Dain Bosa. Even though it's going to grow more, She'en Sofo L'Skalios. Sif Katan Samach Zayin Uvavachlo Yorok Kikarsi. Can't be too green. Those Lo Choshek Mar Peri Kol She'enu Chozel Lamaras Esrog V'Kanal B'Sif Chafal. We already learned this early in the Shir. Sif Katan Samach Ches Kol Shu Haynu Afilu Hu Gadol K'Shemiv Al Ksefo. If it's so big, you carry it on your back. Nevertheless, Gam Kidyotza, Kivin Sha'arboa, Medium Kidyishal Kulam, Ain Aklu Zel Zeh, they don't ruin for each other if they're so big, because technically, you can take one at a time, albeit lechatila, you should take them all together. And this concludes this beautiful siman all about the halachos of an esrog, siman tav resh mem ches. This concludes that siman and today's shir.